Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate December 4th. Rigel, the brightest star of Orion the Hunter, is complicated. It's going through some changes in its core that will make it much bigger and brighter. Its surface jiggles like a jello mold, and it's blowing a wind of hot gas into space, enough material every million years to make one or two stars as big as the Sun. All of this activity is a result of Rigel's great heft, more than 20 times the mass of the Sun. Such heavy stars burn through the nuclear fuel in their cores in a hurry, so their lives are short. Rigel is only a fraction of 1% of the age of the Sun, yet it's already nearing the end of its life. The star has consumed the hydrogen in its core to make helium. The core is now shrinking and getting hotter, perhaps hot enough to start burning the helium. Nuclear reactions are taking place in a shell of hydrogen around the core. Some models say that makes the surface jiggle, with each jiggle lasting anywhere from a day to more than 2 months. But other models say the jiggles are created at the surface of the star. That surface is extremely hot, so Rigel glows blue-white. When the helium in the core ignites, though, the star's outer layers will expand and cool, so Rigel probably will glow reddish-orange. All of that is a prelude to its final act. In the next few million years, Rigel will explode as a supernova. Look for Rigel low in the east-southeast by about 8 o'clock to the right of Orion's belt. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.